This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It's brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Use my full beast mode, Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices don't survive. No one sells for less. No one. Starting with the Canes, will begin their final preparations for Sunday's top 10 showdown with Notre Dame. Sunday's game kicks at 7:30 from Hard Rock and can be heard here on 104.3 WQAM with our countdown to kickoff beginning at 3. Over to the Marlins, who fell to the Braves 12-1. Miami will now head to New York for a four-game series with the Mets. Tonight's first pitch is at 7:10. And in soccer, Inter-Miami beat Orlando 3-1 to advance to the finals of the League's Cup. The Joe Rose Show continues now.
Well, yeah, in terms of reset, it was just talking about the money philosophy and spending and stuff. But like I told you, that we were always going to try and win this season. It's all about winning in 2025. It was never going to be a step back. I think you guys have been around the players and in the locker room and talking to players. It's been a little different down there in how they've approached things. And we saw it from day one in OTAs, like the offensive and defensive groups would stay out on the field on their own, which I'd never seen here in years, for like an hour after OTA as a group by themselves in their own time, walking through stuff, going through, holding each other accountable. You know, the stuff you saw like in the joint practices where our guys getting on each other about competing and stuff that hadn't happened here in years. So it's a different mindset, you know, led by Mike, that we talked about right from that last team meeting at the end of last season when he told them what it was going to be. And it's been that way, and the players have responded incredibly. So we're excited. We're going to try and win as many games as we always can, and we feel good about the group and what it could be. And so we'll see how it plays out.
Dolphins general manager Chris Greer there. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, thank you, Woody. Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist. Look at Omar. Whatever you think, Omar has been all over some of this stuff, and he was right on the money when they were going, no, we like this roster. It's great. And all these things, and come to find out, they added some more guys yesterday, and he's...
Baby, I need you to be quiet.
Chris Greer, is everything okay? You all right,
yeah,
Omar?
Yeah.
All right, man.
No, my toddler's... I'm sorry, my young child, my young daughter's in the car.
Hey, Omar, so. Yeah, that's okay. Listen, we appreciate you coming on. I know you got your daughter with you, and thank you for doing this for us. The weird part about this thing with Chris talking about the great chemistry, and he hadn't seen this... What are you saying? You're overseeing this thing. This is the first time you've seen it? When he says stuff sometimes and it comes out as great, like, you ought to see us, man. We've never had this before. And you're like, Why haven't you? They're the guys you drafted and that you signed through free agency. Now we're having it? Anyway, what were your thoughts about yesterday?
You know what? I don't think Chris has any control over how the team interacts with one another or how the team, you know, works. What he does have control over is, for instance, making sure that there's a veteran in the room. One of my major concerns about the cornerback unit, and you know this, Joe, was that the blind was going to be leading the blind. Like, nobody in that room knew how to study film or knew how to, you know, or break down a wide receiver, and nobody was in there teaching them. You know, yes, there's a position coach, but he's got 2 years of experience under his belt. Like, if there was maybe a Sam Madison in the room, I would feel a little bit more confident. But, you know, it was the blind leading the blind. So they add Rasul Douglas. That helps. But, you know, there were instances where, and I'll just give you the specific examples that I know. The bad guys in the locker room where Jalen Ramsey's a mercenary. Jordan Poyer's heart was always in Buffalo, you know. So literally, even though he's a Dolphins player, he's acting like his teammates are his own enemy. You know, he comes in and he basically says, yeah, you guys are soft. No, it's not you guys are soft. We are soft. You get Odell Beckham, who, you know, let's be real about it. Not only was he washed, but Odell Beckham liked the life, the South Florida life. And you always got to be worried about the people who want to be here because they want to be part of the South Florida life.
So who's that on? I agree with all these things, but who's that on when you decide, by the way, as Poyer's up there telling the Bills how great it is and how bad it was down here, maybe he could mention he didn't make one friggin' play last year starting all those games.
Oh, he made one play. It just cost Miami the game against Buffalo. He made one play. It was a big old penalty, helmet to helmet, that cost the team the victory. Listen, while you could put these teams together and you could do all the investigative work that you want to do and you spend millions of dollars on investigative work on players' personalities in the draft process, I don't think you do that in free agency. And maybe you need to, but in free agency, just keep in mind how we built this team, which was 1 year rentals and big money players and players that you traded for because they were elite talents. And let's not pretend like Jalen Ramsey wasn't an elite talent. I mean, the guy came back from a season-ending knee injury in, 5 months? You know, everybody forgets about that. They forget about the Pro Bowl season. Was he the greatest locker room guy? Probably not. Was he one of the first guys rushing out the building? Probably was. But, you know, he showed up every Sunday and he worked every Sunday. Now, also, if you want to question about the culture, then you also have to consider the fact that you're not retaining your own. You're not retaining your own homegrown players, the Rob Hunts, the Christian Wilkins, the Andrew Van Ginkles. And yes, you're not the only person in the league or only team in the league that's going through that. The prices of players is just skyrocketing right now. But when you spend all of your money on six players, don't cry about the fact that you can't retain, you know, the good players like Andrew. You act like Andrew Van Ginkel was asking for big money. That wasn't the case.
No, I let that one. I didn't even get a chance to get to that one. He said we had to let him go because he was out of the price range. And I'm like, I don't know, man. They just had to redo his contract. He was so damn good in Minnesota.
Yeah. But let's be real about it. Nobody saw Andrew Van Ginkel was going to become a elite player in the league. No, nobody here. So everybody needs to stop lying. Like, stop, please. Like, everybody liked Andrew Van Ginkel, but nobody saw Andrew Van Ginkel as an elite player. Like, he went on a free agent tour. Nobody offered him real money, and he came back here. Let's be real.
Brian Flores knew. Hey, real quickly, real quickly on this this other stuff. So this got a lot of people. He said reset, and a lot of people take that reset like it's related to rebuild and retool and anything else you want to do. And then he's talking about still bringing, I love this roster, but we're going to continue to bring in more guys. Yeah. Well, wait a second. If you love the roster, why are you bringing in three guys or four guys yesterday? And you said there may be more coming.
There's more coming because you're not a finished product. You're not a finished roster. Like, here's the thing. Think about yesterday, Joe. You fixed four of four of the holes you had on your roster, and these weren't small holes. They're not tiny holes. You didn't have a kicker. You didn't have a left tackle. You didn't have any veteran in the cornerback unit. You didn't have a gunner. What else didn't you have? But everything, I mean, they basically shut it down in the offseason and said, okay, we're going to go what we got and see how it pans out.
Yeah.
And that's a reset. That's, you might not be trading away players because that's a rebuild, but you're starting fresh. You're creating a new foundation of the team, and they're not done yet because, as you know, it's probably going to happen next year too when you get rid of Tyreek and Bradley Chubb to create cap space.
So let me ask you this question. Chris was going through a lot of we like this and we always talk, and I mean, he was covering everything. And Chris Greer, does he know that he could be on a hot seat?
He's not naive. He's not naive. He absolutely knows he's on the hot seat. They know. Let's be real about it. They know that Steve is frustrated, and I've never seen Steve Ross like this. I've never seen him not be golly gee super excited about a season opener. Or maybe 2019, because he knew what time it was. But
hey, Omar, so on top of everything else, if the frontline guys could stay healthy, it's not going to happen. Nobody has their whole roster stay healthy for 17 games. We know that. We see it every year on every team. You still feel pretty good about it? Like the front part of this roster is pretty good, right?
I say this to every Dolphins fan that asks me. If they can run the ball and protect Tua, they'll win double-digit games. The question, the problem is we don't know if they can run the ball, or we don't know if we're one injury or two injuries away from having a disaster on the offensive line. We just don't know. And, Tua, the exhibition game, I had to write a scolding hot column about the fact, like, this is the best you could do as an offensive line? Seriously? You knew this was your number one problem, and this is the best? Tua plays two drives, and he gets crushed in two sacks on two drives. So what can we expect, a sack every other drive for Tua? So hopefully Austin Jackson comes back, stays healthy. James Daniel stays healthy. Brewer stays healthy. Nothing happens. So, if you have one of those Buffalo seasons, because I think Buffalo's been like two seasons where they've had every starter on their offensive line, which is like, goodness gracious, how lucky can you be?
Right.
If you have one of those seasons, you got a chance, because I think they can run the ball. I really do think they can. I see Patrick Paul out there moving people. I've seen him. Like, people joke about how many bubble screens the Dolphins run. Do you know that I watch practice, and the bubble screen is probably the most productive play, because you got Patrick Paul, all 6'7", 340 pounds of him, running 20 yards downfield, terrorizing every defender who doesn't want any part of it. Like, it's a good play. So, Dolphin fans are like, oh, yeah, we're going to bubble screen it on third and one. Oh, yeah, well.
I thought we bubble screened way too much last year. Way too much.
You too? Yeah. You're part of the bubble screen?
I am part of that. Too? Yep. Sometimes, don't get me wrong, occasionally they work and we explode for a big play, but we have plays that ended up a loss. And because we can't run inside at all. And I just think
no. That's problem number one. But you put an inside run game and then the outside stretch run game with some bubble screens.
Yeah, no. You mix it in. It's you mix it in. So the bigger thing we got to find out, and the mystery is, so last year Mike said, hey, they figure me out on our game down the field. And by the way, last time I'm gonna say it, because I said you can't say it on the show anymore. Too deep. But they got it. They got to get that thing figured out with all those guys that got coordinator titles sitting around there till 10 at night, come up and drink a lot of coffee to figure out how to get those two guys on the outside of football.
Joe, this listen, I hate when people start this conversation, because it's a dumb conversation. People have been playing two deep safeties for 20 years now.
No, longer than that. Way before me. No, before me.
You know what you got to do? You got to make them respect the run. You got to actually make those safeties have to creep up there. If you're running it 4 or 5 yards a pop, the 4.5, if you just average the NFL average of 4.5 yards a carry, safeties will actually say, okay, we can't take 2 steps back every snap. Like, but the Dolphins couldn't do that last year. Couldn't at all. Just had no, basically abandoned the run game and had to short pass like, people don't realize, like, I don't understand how people don't understand the foundation of football. It's trench play, running the ball. If you could do both of those things, you have a good, solid foundation of a team.
Hey, before I let
about the speed and finesse and all this pretty fantasy football crap.
Well, this team was kind of built on a lot of that stuff. Now, that team was built on a track meet, and we still win the track meet. If, you know, I think we still win that race with what we have. Hey, last question for you, and I'll let you go, and I appreciate you. That I know you're taking care of the little one today. Chris Greer's performance in 30 minutes, what'd you think? I know a lot of different things said. What'd you think overall?
He went in and he completely diffused everybody in all the areas. He's like, I signed Kendall Lamb. I got Jeff Wilson.
He looked right at you too. When he got Kendall Lamb, he looked right at you, didn't he?
Yeah. He's like, I got Kendall Lamb. Get off my back. Like, I think he did well. I'm actually was watching it right now again, trying to pick up the little nuggets of things that I might have missed.
Do me a favor though. Don't be talking about like all the things that you're seeing right now you haven't seen in the past. You've been overseeing thing. It's not like your first year. Don't say that stuff.
Yeah, but he's got no control over that.
What do you mean? He's a general manager. You're giving him the GM hall pass.
You don't control personalities. You don't control people. You don't control who becomes your leader of the team. He has no control of that. Neither does Mike. Just to be honest with you,
wait a sec. You know, we do background checks. We check with other people to find out what kind of teammates they were on the last team. We do college background to find out if the guy's into partying or if he's was he a good team dude and.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, hey, listen, you and I are going to always have things we disagree on or we couldn't be together.
And then when Mike says, I want OBJ, Mike gets OBJ.
No, Mike, Chris says, no, I haven't heard good things. I did my homework and no, he's done. He doesn't want to play. He only wants to build up followers.
Chris's personality's not like that.
Well, exactly. Don't be a GM, be an assistant head coach that just goes, yes, sir. And yeah, if that's what you want. All right. Hey, man. Thanks, Omar. I appreciate it. We'll continue this later, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Hey, I want to tell you, we're running late again. Chapman Partnership, man, I just got to tell you the work they're doing is fantastic. And I want to let you know, I know the homeless thing drives a lot of people nuts and they bother you at the car, at the stop sign, the stop lights and everything else. Oh, here he comes again, the same guy. And hey, listen, Chapman's doing great work for the homeless, and it's not just a bite to eat and maybe take a shower, grab a little sleep, and then let them go back out on the streets all night. No, it's total 24-hour rehabilitation and helping people. They've got great support, wraparound services. Chapman actually, the goal's within 3 to 4 months is to help them get back with mental health doctors and doctors and find a job and start feeling good and find a place to live. And they do it all, man. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary this year. 30 years of hope. Man, I'm telling you, one of the great programs anywhere in South Florida is Chapman Partnership. A lot of people around the country are trying to do the same thing. They can only hope because we're doing it. Chapman has assisted in over 145,000 individuals and families to overcome self-sufficiency. 30 years, man. 30 years of hope. They've been doing it. And we need your help more than ever. For all the services that we have to help, more and more people are coming. We're helping as many people as we can. Join me here at WQM to show your support to one of my favorite charities, really making a difference in our community. Any level of support is so impactful. Let's help support families and individuals overcoming homelessness at Chapman here in 2025. Go online to chapmanpartnership.org. Any amount of money you can give will make a big difference going directly to Chapman Partnership. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I know what it was. Like, these guys were all, we had a lot of good guys in that locker room. You know, some of the guys that are leaders were here before as well. And so they were held accountable, but at times, you know, guys, it didn't matter to them. Like, and so moving on from those people with the right guys here and focusing on that, because when you have a year like we did last year, you know, we've gone to playoffs the two previous years. And at some point you say, okay, all right, enough is enough. Like, yeah, we just missed the playoffs by a game last year. That's not good enough. Like, the whole goal was to win a lot more games than we did last year. So this is our time now in terms of doing everything to move forward.
30 minutes of Chris Greer after another day of adding more young players. And, oh, by the way, Kim Bocamper's with us. Bo said he's not done. There could be more.
Yeah,
young guys on the way.
Yeah, they're going to have to do a couple things. I don't know. You got a kicker you're worrying about.
And got a kicker.
You got some of those guys that are dragging around there. And, you know, Joe, it's you know, when does this team become a team that making the playoffs is the goal, right? When's this team going to become a team that, you know, what's the goal? The goal is getting to the Super Bowl. The goal is getting past the first round. The goal is not sliding into the
Wild card hit the road for cold weather. Yeah. That's not the goal.
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, and look, we've seen it over the years with numerous coaches, you know, and you know, you. So if you're in the AFC East and you get a wild card spot and you're going to go within your division to play somebody, you know, you're done because it's going to be 30 degrees, 20 degrees, whatever. And then if you go to Kansas City, same thing.
No, you're right. You know, Baltimore, so Kansas City, and Buffalo are all cold if you believe those are three teams.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it is, right? I mean, that's the lineup. So, you know, I here's what I do. I do believe that the roster makeup now is better than it's been, but
it is.
But, you know, young players, it's not an immediate impact. You know what I mean?
There's growing
like all these. You're gonna have 1, 2, 3. You're gonna have 4 or 5 rookies that are gonna have to play, right?
There's 5 of them going to play against the Colts.
Against the Colts.
Yeah,
and look, I'm sure they're going to play. I'm sure they're going to be good, but are they going to be good day one? Are they going to be good day six?
Yeah.
Or are they going to be good next year? You know.
So, Chris, I know what the goal was. Like, hey, there's going to be a reset. We can't spend money. You saw that, but we like this roster a lot. And winning a whole bunch of games has not changed. We're still about the playoffs and Super Bowl. So he kind of tried to get the one in, like, hey, we're going young now, but hey, we still got all those guys. Tyreek's still here, and they're all here. But our goal hasn't changed. No, we're it's a reset, and we're going to add more young guys that have been waived by other teams. But we want to let you know we think we got a really good team, can win a lot of games. So,
well, here we go. What, right? You know, that
starting next Sunday.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can look. We can say what we think. I know you're a little, you know, I know you like Chris a little bit.
I'm not a big fan of the stuff that's going on. I'm not trying to put you guys in a bad spot. It's just me.
No. Whatever everyone's opinion is of Chris Greer right now, you know, it doesn't mean anything until you start playing games. Right. And then he sinks or swims because this is.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And I don't know how much Mike is tethered to Chris this year on this thing, but if this thing goes south, somebody's going down and possibly two guys going down, right?
Yeah. No, you're right.
I would say that if the situation goes like that, I would think that Mike may be have the upper hand on it of hanging around.
Right.
But who knows?
So you know the crazy part about this whole thing is it's been a crazy offseason.
Yeah,
on top of everything very much else. So. I mean, we've just had this Jalen Ramsey thing, and then Jonnu in the deal, and I get that. Jalen Ramsey's was a disaster for the team, and bad guy, and he screwed up everything. But we've just done some. And by the way, we're not. I know you and I have talked a lot because we talk seems like Dolphins football year round here. They blew it out last year before the start of the season. They spent more money than in the history of the franchise.
So take yourself back a year from now. And let's take yourself a year from now and 2 weeks when Mr. Ross came up in the TV booth and said, you know, we gave Tyreek a big contract. We give Waddle a big contract. Right. We give Tua a big contract. We should be a Super Bowl contending team.
Well, I tell you what, I remember that like yesterday.
Remember that?
You were there.
And so, from there to here, how the mighty have fallen. maybe not, because we don't know what this team's going to play like, but the expectations from last year to this year, when you had you had Jalen Ramsey, you had all these guys that, you know, that were going to
do new contracts.
Oh, everyone was happy, you know,
group.
Yeah. And it was, the team was running the team. Hey, I'm going to have team's going to run the team. And then now here we are.
I'm even nervous.
But now it's a reset.
Yeah.
And the same tune, maybe not as loud, is run. Oh yeah, we'll be all right. You know, we're going to be, you know, we're going to win games. You know, it's you know, we'll see. I like the guys they've got.
I do too. By the way, I agree. This is the best team, the best group of guys, and they all like each other. Yeah. And you hear them. By the way, they come up and go, man, this has been great. It's so much better than last. I mean, they're saying that.
Well, look, we were Goldie and I were with them for that whole trip from Chicago to Detroit, and we saw it.
Yeah.
We saw guys going out to dinner together. We saw groups going, the whole defensive line going out to dinner at a very, very expensive steak restaurant, but we were there too. So I can't complain.
You were just waiting to see which guy.
Well, we didn't know they were coming in.
Steelers picking up the tab. It's good.
I'm looking, you know, they're relying on me to pick a restaurant, right? So I'm looking and I look through the thing and So I see the steak restaurant and I go, oh, yeah, it looks pretty nice. You know, I go, I don't know, prices on the menu, you know.
That's never good, no prices.
I didn't realize that. You know,
that's not good, Paul.
It just kind of slipped my mind. And then I think Goldie said, you know, I looked at the menu, no prices. I go, what would you mean?
You know, Gold saw that. But I'll tell you what, Steve Goldstein saw that. Goldie went, no prices, both.
I think Goldie, red alert. He said, look, there's no prices on it. So he started reaching his pocket to see how much money.
He goes, you got this one, right? Yeah, you got this one again, Bo, right?
This is way off track. But, you know, we were there. We had a friend of mine, ever since I've been in Florida, been a friend of mine, really a good man. Great, you know, he's a powerful attorney and money is, you know, he's a pretty wealthy guy. And I knew it was expensive when he looks at the menu and goes, hey, do you guys mind if we split it three ways?
When the wealthy guy got homes everywhere and goes, we might have to split this. You knew you were in for a big one.
I go, ooh.
Oh, but
let me look at that hamburger steak, that Chuck steak.
Yeah, you got that expensive burger. I'll take it. Hey, we got to go to break. We've got a lot more Kimbo Campers with us, and we got more to get to here today. We've got actually a lot of stuff, a lot of NFL news as well. And we apologize. The Notre Dame and UM game is taking a little back seat, but not really. Sunday night, it is big news, and we'll be hitting that hard tomorrow as well. But right now, I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Let's talk about getting you a mortgage quickly. A little frustrated with the banks, taking a little too long. No problem, Michael Kotze. Let's get all the work done. Let's get the paperwork done. Let's get you approved. Rates in the fives right now. First-time home buyer rates, he's got a great program for you. Get you approved, get you right back in the game. The next time you find a place and there's four or five others in trying to get the same house, you're going to get it because you're all set. You don't have to worry. You've been approved for that amount of money, so you're good to go. Self-employed, been declined by the banks? Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage got a great program for you. Matter of fact, a program for seniors 62 and older, programs that convert your home equity into money. So you're sitting there about ready to retire, doesn't have the amount of money you thought you would, but you're sitting there, you paid that home off and you got a lot of equity in that home. Boy, we'll get you all that money. Hey, I just tell you, Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage does it all. He really does. Has for more than 30 years now. He has no life. The man works all the time, 7 days a week. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change. Daily without notice, he's an equal housing lender.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, guys, let's lighten the mood a little bit here with this story.
Has the mood been kind of down?
Oh, I'm just kidding. We're going to make it worse.
I thought the mood was good.
My mood got bad when I walked in and saw Hollywood in there. I thought yeah. I thought all day Dan Day was going to be in there.
Oh, that was a downer.
That stinks, bro. That stinks. Don't worry. We got something coming for you later.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, man.
It's football season, so we're going to get back at it here. But anyway, so we were talking about Chris Greer and the email that the fans sent him. You guys can decide which is worse. So Clemson getting set to play a big matchup this weekend against LSU, right?
Yeah.
So somebody decided they would go on one of the Clemson message boards and make a very detailed post about how quarterback Cade Klubnik got in a car accident.
Oh, no.
This is not, again, this is this sucks that people who do this stuff.
Who does this stuff?
Sick people. But listen to this.
Right? You enjoy it, right?
No, I actually, this one.
We use it, though, every time somebody does it and gets somebody.
No, I want you to decide which one's worse, the Chris Greer one or this one. Here he is talking about it.
Yeah, I was sitting at home just hanging out with my roommates, and my mom calls me, you know, crying. And I'm like, what's going on? You know, and she's just like tearing up, acting like, seeing if I'm okay. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. What's going on? She, you know, saw the post that dude or whoever posted, but that was the first thing I heard of it, and then, you know, the calls and texts started coming in. But man, just, you know, I don't know who it was, but man, just shame on them for the pain that they had to put people that I love through. So I'm not really, you know, interested in talking about it anymore, but you know, it was a messed up joke and whatever, but I'm okay.
So did he have an accident? Or
no
accident at all.
Totally like pranked and got the mother.
A fender bender, and the guy turned it into
no accident. Right.
What's wrong with people? Like right. You and I know pranks that are funny.
Yeah, no, that's not funny.
Like taking Marino's shoulder pads but this is like people. This is stupid.
No. Especially, you know, you got. I mean, you imagine someone that reads it, calls the parents. And yeah, goes right. And then, you know what I mean?
That's more realistic. Look,
and his age, happened. His parents are probably 60 or 70, right? Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
You know, that's.
Things
know,
have gotten mean out there, man.
Hey, yeah, by the way, so to Woody's point, you saw Chris talked about this yesterday, that he gets emails from upset fans hoping your kids die of cancer. Yeah, like, what's wrong with people?
Yeah, I don't know. Which one's worse?
In the big picture of life, what are we doing, man? Well, come on.
Yeah.
Taking it a little too seriously.
Yeah, you know, it's, well, look, it's the world we live in now.
We take losses around, hard, but not that around. Hard.
Yeah, no.
Well, how about this, guys? The NFL just posted their most watched preseason since 2018. An average of 2.2 million viewers watched the nationally televised preseason contests across NFL Network and the league's other broadcast partners. That is up 17%.
Wow.
You're looking at last season's preseason viewership.
Think about it, Bo. Most of the starters don't even play. You're watching twos and threes, and people are still like they just want football.
Yeah.
I've noticed people are staying longer at the end of these preseason games, too.
And you know what? I tell you, like the joint practices that we've gone to.
Packed.
I mean, Detroit, they were streaming in there. That place was just mobbed.
15-2 will do that to you.
Well, yeah, but look, Chicago was
Chicago
the same.
Too. Yeah,
but Chicago just had a little. They got a little dumpy little. They need to upgrade their facilities. Right?
Trying to get a new stadium right now.
Are. Yeah,
yeah. What else you got, Wood?
All right, guys. This is an interesting one here. Bill Belichick's girlfriend Jordan Hudson has filed for a bunch of trademarks here, including the trademark Gold Digger.
She's the president of the club.
Can she trademark she's hot?
See, I think she's hot too. And he doesn't think that. He doesn't think she's very attractive.
Oh, well, he's not our age.
that is true. All right. I can see
it's not.
I saw some
50 it's not in lady. Woody's strike zone.
I saw zone. Some 50-year-old lady last week. I go, man, she's hot.
Well, some guy was all riled up on the text yesterday because I guess Tommy Fleetwood, the golf guy,
he's married to a 50-year-old woman. Yeah.
It's a 20-year difference.
I look,
like, did, 20 so did years,
you,
man.
So
come
did you
on.
See? He won the tournament, first tournament he's won.
Yeah.
And his
she wasn't there.
No, she wasn't there. But his stepson comes out. stepson looked like he was older than him.
Way to go, Dad.
You know, you get Scotty comes out, his wife and baby comes out.
You know, anyone comes down, he goes, Fleetwood, way to go, Dad.
Fleetwood comes out and the guy comes out, hey, good, congratulations.
Oh, that was funny. I didn't realize that Fleetwood's wife's a lot older, and he's telling people, I love her. You guys keep trying to set me up.
Well, she says she looks a lot younger.
Yeah. She does. I mean, like, twenty years is one thing.
I saw a little picture of her. She's a little dumpy.
The girl here is like,
what? She's dumpy. Why does this bother you so much? I don't see a problem with an older guy dating somebody 40 or 50 years younger.
I would love to see this happen to you.
Hey, let me tell you. My 25-year-old daughter came home.
Let's see if she brought home a 65.
She came home with
a guy
65.
Older than you?
Yeah, that would be a problem. Like, hey, man.
And he starts calling you son.
What do I call you? I'll tell you what you call me. Call me when you break up. Yeah. I'll be glad.
How mad would you be?
Yeah.
Anyway, she filed the trademark for this. She's trying to start a jewelry company here as part of she manages some company that Belichick owns. She's like the manager of this company, TC Rights Management LLC.
Do you see the money Bill Belichick's made as a head coach? $200 million.
You know, and so you got $200 million. Why do you want to put yourself through? Because this is a grind. But he just loves it. I mean, you know,
those guys can't stop. You know, these guys can't stop.
Well, I'm surprised Nick isn't kind of itching for,
he,
you know.
He said he's not. Jump back. Yeah. He said he's done.
Well, I mean.
By the way, how much has he made plus his investment? He's got car dealerships everywhere.
Joe, he's the second greatest coach, maybe arguably the greatest coach in Alabama history. And you think Nick has to spend any money when he's in Tuscaloosa? You think he goes into his wallet ever? Hey, when he's in Tuscaloosa,
I think,
or anywhere in Alabama,
I think somebody says Bear Bryant and he says, what? I'm sorry. What was that?
Yeah. Move that statue.
Yeah.
Move that statue over. Hey, while it's coming in.
Get the one of me and the wife right here first. Hell yes.
All right, guys. And finally, nobody won the Powerball. So we are up to now.
Good. I didn't get in. Can we get in here? No,
you can. Yeah. Next drawing is Saturday, Joe. And you're up to almost $1 billion. $950 million. Really? They're looking at.
$1 billion,
almost $1 billion. Yeah,
somebody is not worth.
It's not enough for me to throw a couple bucks down.
Yeah, right.
I'm gonna wait a little bit.
Yeah, I respect that.
Hey, Bo, would you stop everything you're doing right now if you had $1 billion and just get after that?
I wouldn't be sitting here if I had $1 billion.
There's no question about that. I wouldn't expect you to. And by the way, how many of your friends would be going, bro? Come on, you got $1 billion. You can't loan me $1 million. Come on, man, help me out. $1 million.
I would toss off a couple $100,000 to some friends. Here, take $100,000, you know, have fun, you know.
You would. I think you would. No, you would.
What would I get to do? Like, especially at my age, what the hell am I going to do, you know?
No, you got to enjoy that money. You got.
What would I get,
there.
Bo? You? I say, good thing that the odds of winning are 1 in 292 million.
I'd give you a check a week for $150.
Thank you.
For the rest of your life. How's that?
I do appreciate that.
Like kind of like an annuity, right?
I'll invest it well.
I like that. Hey, we've got 8 o'clock hour coming up. We've got a lot of stuff here to get to. Hey, Bo, how was that Marlins game yesterday before we go to break? I saw you went 12-1 game.
The Braves were there was more balls. There were more balls going over the fence than were strikes thrown by the Marlins pitchers.
Yeah, I saw the Braves.
It was bad.
Five home runs.
Look, it was.
You had ice cream though.
He sent me a message.
Said ice cream was still good.
Ice cream was good. And look, we had great seats. Man, really good seats.
Did you get the helmet?
I got the helmet. I left it there. Yeah,
you didn't bring the helmet home?
No, I didn't bring the helmet home.
Oh man,
yeah, it was a rookie mistake. Ice cream in it.
No, you go to the bathroom, you clean it out. You eat more.
But he doesn't have that. See, this would happen. He didn't have little boys running around wild like you're.
You know what? If I brought that home, my wife, would you bring that home?
Yeah, you could have brought it in here. We add it to the collection.
Look at now. You got some sticky stuff there.
She was sitting right next to me. I go, "You want me to bring this home?" She goes, "No,
no."
So you paid extra for the helmet just to have it.
No, I was sitting in the seat where it was free.
He wasn't in the normal seats.
Sorry, so sorry.
I was almost standing behind the umpire.
Yeah,
I guess you didn't get those from Joe because I heard he only gets bad tickets and stuff.
All right, we've got 8 o'clock. You can't help yourself, man.
You hear about this story?
8 o'clock hour
in the corner at the UM game.
Bo, by the way, Bo's gone through this too with getting tickets for people, and then they bitch about
Bo gets good seats for people.
I don't want to know anything about it.
By the way, Bo goes and tries a lot harder than I do to get good tickets for way too many people. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We got a lot of stuff to get to. I got to tell you, these Cliggy's carts, man, a lot of people in South Florida are talking. If you have one, you're going, oh, yeah, hell yeah, Cliggy's carts are ridiculous, man. That's different level. If you want a really nice golf cart to get around in the neighborhood, really enjoy yourself, also put out on the street, listen, Cliggy's carts features Royal EV golf carts, 48 and 72 volt lithium battery options to give you all the speed you need. They're designed and engineered to be the leader in quality and safety with aluminum frames. First of all, the safety features are ridiculous. You will not have to worry about the little one getting on it and doing something crazy in an accident. And aluminum keeps you away from the rust. Adjustable front seat in all of their six-seat models. No one else, by the way, has that. They have four and six-seaters. Hey, they'll even do, when you buy one at Cliggy's Carts, one of these beautiful, nice, fully loaded golf carts. It's different level golf cart at a price nobody else can touch in the same category. Nobody can touch. They'll do team colors for you, too. Sound bars, LED lighting, Cliggy's Carts, located at Okeechobee Steakhouse on Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach. Call 877-CLIGGYS, that's K-L-I-G-G-Y-S, or visit CliggysCarts.com. You got to go up there. I can send you to the website, but you got to go up there and see them in person. Take them for a test drive. You'll get exactly what you need. You'll fall in love. And, hey, the best part of this whole thing, Cliggy's will deliver for free anywhere in South Florida. When you get that smoking hot Cliggy's cart, call me and let me know, because you're absolutely going to love it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.